Belinda presents this unabridged recording of How to Be Thin in a World of Chocolate, written by Michelle Connolly and read by Arianwyn Parks Lockwood. Diets make you give up things you love, which seems an excellent strategy because life is short, so why be happy? They offer diaphanous versions of food with names like Yummy Kale Surprise that are at best ironic and at worst a cruel disappointment at the end of an already tough day. They are spruiked by health and fitness gurus who simply don't understand what it's like to fall off the wagon due to the sheer weight of your pizza topping. Diets are not good for those of us who would best describe our relationship with food as it's complicated. Perhaps over a lifetime of comfort eating, food has become mixed up with love. Perhaps we have Epicurean sensibilities and appreciate food at a different level. Perhaps we don't know why, we just like to eat nice things. A lot. In a way, we're overachievers, finishing our 28-day clean eating challenge in a mere 5 hours and 27 minutes, congratulating ourselves for drinking green smoothies that others would dismiss as choc-mint malted milkshakes. For us, another approach is needed. We need our chocolate, our wine, our pizza. We don't want to spend our lives without enjoying our pleasures. But we also want to look good, feel good, be healthy. For us, dieting is not the answer. The answer is not to cut out all the good stuff. It's to find smart and realistic ways to keep the pleasurable foods, ways to lose weight but keep our sanity, which is what the little strategies in this book are all about.